Conservatives are at a bit of a crossroads over one of their most controversial MPs and a guy who ran in the leadership race and the guy who came in fourth and a guy who is the champion of social conservatives, Derek Sloan. Derek Sloan accepted a donation for $131 from a guy named Paul Fromm. Now you might say, oh, who is that guy? Well, anybody who is interested in far-right, neo-Nazi, white supremacists will know who Paul Fromm is. Paul Fromm's well-known. You can Google him right now. It's gross. He's a Hitler supporter. He's a white supremacist. He's been involved in some of the filthiest, grossest people. And he donated $131. It was processed. And when it's processed, and I'll tell you how that works, now it was found out by Press Progress, and then Aaron O'Toole said, that's it. We're gonna not let Derek Sloan run again, and are going to try to boot him out, and then now caucus is going to vote about it. And then Derek Sloan said, whoa, not so fast, pal. You guys process this guy as well. When I get the donation, it's processed not just by me, but by you. And so did you guys know who it was? And how come he didn't use his actual full name? He didn't use his full perfect name. He used a slightly different. So we didn't check him out. And so if you're going to throw me out, what about you guys? It's hypocrisy. And the problem for Aaron O'Toole is Derek Sloan's been a thorn in his side for a long time. When Derek Sloan said, Theresa Tam, does she work for Canada or China? He was roundly condemned by many conservatives, but not by Aaron O'Toole, who proudly said, I will not be one of the few leadership candidates who will not condemn him. Because at that moment, he was trying to, define himself as, I'm not Peter McKay. I'm a true blue conservative. Now, Aaron O'Toole's put out a letter just this weekend. I'm not Donald Trump. I'm not who the liberals say I am. But so far, Aaron O'Toole's told everyone who he's not. He's not Donald Trump, but he's not Peter McKay. What is he? Well, you got to define yourself by your actions. Now he says Derek Sloan's acceptance of a donation from a well-known white supremacist is far worse, a gross error of judgment or failure of due diligence. In accordance with the Reform Act, I have initiated the process to remove Sloan from the Conservative Party caucus. I expect this to be done as quickly as possible. As leader of the Conservatives, I will not allow him to run as a candidate for the party. Sloan says, well, you better figure it out. Now, we've asked the Conservative Party. Because Sloan says, well, how did the Conservative Party let him vote in the last leadership race? How did they let him become a member? Was Paul Fromm, a neo-Nazi, a member of the Conservative Party? We contacted the Conservative Party today, and they won't tell us. But Sloan says he was. Jason Leader is the president of Enterprise Canada. He's a conservative strategist, and he joins me now. Jace, great to see you. Great to talk to you. Tell me what the calculation is for Aaron O'Toole, who's been playing footsies with Sloan supporters for a long time and turned a blind eye to a lot of Sloan's most egregious behavior, and now he's finally got to pay the piper.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head, and I don't mean to say that. I actually think Aaron took the right approach over the years, which was generally you got to let these guys hang themselves if it's somebody you want to get rid of, but you need something to light the fuse. And Mr. Sloan, this isn't just about, being, so I think we got to say a couple things. This isn't just about being social conservative. There's lots of social conservatives in every party, a lot in the Conservative Party for sure, including Leslyn Lewis and others who ran in that leadership. This is somebody, Mr. Sloan, whose ideas are pretty far outside the mainstream. And Aaron O'Toole wasn't the leader of the party before. And, Leslyn Lewis, her supporters, social conservatives, were really important to that leadership race. So, he knows he's going to have to deal with Sloan at some point, and, he's chosen now to deal with him. And, Mr. Sloan, like I said, his ideas, his sort of approach outside the mainstream, and Mr. O'Toole knows he's got to clean some of that stuff up before he gets into a general election. Looks like Mr. Trudeau is at least thinking about one this spring, so he's got to clean it up and get rid of it. And, that doesn't make for interesting, or that doesn't make for, sort of fun campfire, around the party sometimes, but it's got to be done, and he's chosen now to do it.
Yeah, now Sloan's going to fight back and point out hypocrisies. And by the way, folks, these are messy things. As CTV reported this morning, Apparently, Fromm's organization also got wage subsidies, right? He applied for and got wage subsidy for his organization. So people are going to say, wait, this guy gets money from the government, and he was a potentially a member of the CPC and donated, and the CPC processed it. So Sloan's going to call hypocrisy. Does that hold water?
I think I know Sloan's going to get a ton of media coverage on it because everybody loves a fight, and everybody loves, you know, everybody demanded Aaron O'Toole kick Derek Sloan out until the minute he kicked him out, and then everybody wondered if he followed the right process to kick him out, you know. And so that's for sure going to happen. I'm actually not one of these guys who, you know, like, forget about the Conservative Party, whether he's a member of that or he got money from the government. I actually don't hold people responsible for, you know, did you check every minute whether or not this guy had bought a membership through your online portal, or did he, you know, apply to Service Canada for a wage grant? Like, you just, you know, those are kind of the kinds of things that, frankly, you know, the leader of the party, the leader of the government, they just can't be they can't be doing that kind of stuff all the time. Once it comes up, you've got to deal with it. So for sure it holds water in terms of he's going to use it as a tool. But I mean, come on. You know, Derek Sloan isn't being let go because, you know, one thing happened. He's being let go because he's an albatross around the party's neck, as Peter McKay said, and it's time to let him go.
Really, I'm intrigued to see what your thoughts are on who should be in a political party. Like, political parties are big tent organizations, and, you know, there's fringe people in it. But right now, and always, here's a little golden rule. White supremacists don't belong in your party. People that are neo-Nazis are a no-go. This is not hard. And if you're supported by a neo-Nazi, especially one that's got a profile that takes 10 seconds to find out online, you got to be careful. You got to reject it. When Paul Fromm donated to Kelly Leach, she turned down the money. Now, organizations can't, you know, they got to be careful. Now, if they make a mistake, okay, but if it's strike one, strike two, strike three, if you're already the guy that's saying, is Dr. Theresa Tam really working for China? Because her ancestry is Chinese, not Canada, you're already not just playing footsies with people wearing jack boots. You're trying those on. That's care. You got to be careful. And Derek Sloan was doing that. And he's got to be super careful. Because now, Aaron O'Toole's like, this guy's trafficking in supporters who are racist. And he's got to be, and he doesn't belong. And I've got Jason Leader here, and he's a conservative strategist from Enterprise. And Jason, I know I'm going to take calls at 1-855-633-1010 or 71010. People can text us. But for Aaron O'Toole, this is a moment to define himself, isn't it? And he's got to do it because he's been all over the map. He's true blue conservative, he says. But what does that mean? He's not Peter McKay. He's not Donald Trump, as he said this weekend. What is he?
Yeah, it's a great point, Evan, because, you know, I've known Aaron O'Toole for a long time, and fundamentally what he is a veteran sort of hockey dad from the suburbs is frankly what Aaron O'Toole is. And that's one of the reasons why you got to deal with things like Derek Sloan's, you know, sort of musings when you become leader of the party, because you can't let that be the thing that you're known for or the thing that other people, and goodness knows, Mr. Trudeau, you know, it's a gift to Mr. Trudeau if Mr. Sloan's in Mr. O'Toole's party going into the next election. And so you got to deal with it because your point is the right one. Listen, we're in government time, not opposition time. Nobody knows anything about any opposition politicians right now because all they see is government officials standing in front of them talking about vaccines and tests and COVID measures. And so Mr. O'Toole's got an incredibly difficult time to get himself known right now. And when you add to what's happening in the United States right now with the Republican Party, you add, you know, sort of things like Derek Sloan in there, you've actually just got to distance yourself from that stuff and say, that's not me at all. To your point, he's got to start talking about what he is. And I think Canadians will, you know, as they get to know him, really like him, but you gotta deal with this. You gotta sort of, you know, cut the wart out, and you gotta cauterize the wound.
Well, and you gotta do it through action. And I remember when Justin Trudeau said to the Liberal senators, people who worked for his dad, "You're out." They were gutted. He left their guts on the ground. You got to do it. Remember those two Liberal MPs that had accusations of sexual harassment against them? Nothing was. They were gone. Was it fair? Maybe not. Was it hypocritical? Maybe so. Is it going to be fair to Derek Sloan? Maybe not. Is it going to be hypocritical of the party? Guess what? running a political party is like driving on a dirt road. Things get dirty, but that's the way it is. And if he wants to get there, he's going to have to, I think he's got to toss this guy over. I think he will. Derek's, the question is, what will be the long-term impact of Sloan supporters? I'm intrigued what people say. Omar is not happy about this, and he's on the line. You're on with Jason Leader. Omar, what's your take on this?
Yeah, look, I just think that he, like, look, they're in it with him because they posted the donation. They knew about it. And the thing is that, look, Aaron O'Toole ran on the True Blue, pandering to social conservatives. And at the end, if he's just going to do this to scape him out, then he's a liar. He's dishonest. And I don't know. I just think that it's an inside job. And I think that it's very dishonorable for him to do that.
Will it impact your view on Aaron O'Toole?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not voting for him next election.
Because of this. And were you, by the way, are you a Derek Sloan supporter or just on principle?
I am not his number one fan. I do not like Derek Sloan. But because of this, I will seriously reconsider my vote.
All right, Omar, thanks. Jason, by the way, there's lots of this. Kicking him out is a knee-jerk reaction on cancel culture. And remember, Aaron O'Toole said, I don't like cancel culture. Now he's going to be accused of it. Real leadership calls for a pragmatic investigation. Evan, great topic. I don't believe that anyone in their right mind would expect a candidate to vet every single donor, let alone someone surreptitiously changes the name from Paul Frum to Patrick. It wasn't Patrick Frum. It was another name. However, I don't believe that Sloan's views align with the Canadians, including myself. I'm disappointed. What? Like, this is complicated. He's got to, and I, Jason, your view on this, I'd love to know. He's got to act fast because time plays in Sloan's favor, not in O'Toole's favor.
Totally. A controversy, controversy is great for Sloan right now. And the longer this takes, the longer. And this kooky sort of, Michael Chong's reform hack. Here we are, right? It used to be, control freak Stephen Harper, control freak Justin Trudeau. You know, these guys, they could axe these guys out of caucus immediately. Now we've got to have a vote of caucus, to get rid of these guys. Now, one of the reasons why I think the timing is that I understand that I think they do have a meeting this week so they can sort of get this dealt with. But to your point, Evan, the longer this hangs around, the worse it is for Mr. O'Toole. And Mr. Sloan, just like Max Bernier back in the day, he's going to get his airtime. He's going to get a bunch of media coverage. The question is, after a while, people are going to get tired of him and he's going to go away. But there is a cost to doing this kind of stuff. And it does cost you a week or two. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and you know what? You take it. If you're Aaron O'Toole in my books, you take it. I'll tell you, if you're a liberal.
Why did Stephen Harper stand there on day one of the 2006 election campaign and said, I'm not going to act on abortion. I'm not going to do anything on abortion. Right. Do you think he wanted to spend that day talking about abortion? Absolutely not. But you got to sometimes deal with this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you got it. One step back, two steps forward. If you're a liberal right now, you're praying that this divides the conservative caucus and Derek Sloan is allowed to stay in. Because guess what? If Derek Sloan survives this, there's going to be another one and another one and another one. And he'll become a fifth column inside that party. And Aaron O'Toole better pull off the Band-Aid politically. Now, if you're Derek Sloan, you're consolidating a very powerful social conservative movement in there. And he would like to be martyred as he tries to preserve. He knows, and Jason, the other side, when you leave a party, you think you've got your moment of heroism. Let me tell you something. Look at Maxime Bernier, folks. He thought the halo that he got at the leadership is going to keep him warm in the long wilderness in the politics. The man is frozen out, man. So Sloan knows once you're out of the party, it's a wilderness out there.
Yeah, a lot of people convince themselves that they're going to do better. But Max Bernier, like Derek Sloan is no Max Bernier. Max Bernier had at least some talent. He had some profile, spoke both official languages, all that kind of stuff. Look at him. What did he get? Like 0.5% in most of the ridings last year. So, yeah, I mean, Sloan's headed towards the wilderness, and I think he knows that. But he will have an impact. He'll get the airtime. He'll get the oxygen for the next week or two because it's really fun. But your point is the right one, Evan, which is what do the Liberals hope would happen here? They hope Sloan's in the party. Therefore, O'Toole's making the right decision.
Yeah, and I'm intrigued to see how this votes and what happens here. And this is the first big leadership test for Aaron O'Toole, but he's now got to figure out, as he tacked right in the leadership to be the true blue and to get those votes and those Sloan supporters on the down ballot went to him, not to Peter MacKay. Now he's got to figure that out. And welcome to leadership, Aaron O'Toole. The winds howl, and he's on the top of the mountain, and he's feeling it. But today he's going to have to make a decision. He's going to have to convince his party, and he's going to have to come out and talk about it and own this and not just tweet about it. And It's going to be a really interesting leadership moment. And for conservatives out there, you know, the conservative movement's got to figure itself out right now before the next election. Jason Leader, you're the best, brother. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Matt.